Well, hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro. That hero stuff. Oh, how are you doing on the day of today? This is James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes. Real biblical manhood in a counterfeit world, empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network. Woo! How you doing? How are you doing? How are you feeling? I'm so excited to be with you today on the day of today. Let's get some shop talk out the way. Look, I need you to go check out War Cry Podcast Network or warcrynetwork.com to check out the many, many podcasts that we have and are part of our network. Okay, we got men doing their thing. We got a husband and wife team doing their thing for the kingdom of God to push back darkness, right? Equipping men to rise up and be the man they're called to be, and equipping husband and wives to be the husband and wives God had called them to be. So let's keep on going with that. Also, my website is on under construction. So herostuffbro.com is down for right now. I'm doing some new things with it, but it will be up. When it's up, I will let you know. But until then, look up Hero Stuff Bro on Instagram. Hero Stuff Bro on Instagram, and we can chat there, right? Let's get to work. So, the last two weeks, we've been talking about how to fight. Now, this is how to fight part three. Keep it super simple. Keep it super simple. It's an acronym, right? Keep it super simple. In a battle, it is important not to get data overload. If you have too many options, you essentially have none. It is better to have a few tactics and execute them flawlessly than to have 1,000 different strategies and do them poorly. In this war, we have to keep it super simple. And here's a quote from Bruce Lee. I think he said it. If he didn't, forgive me. I am not afraid of a man who does 10,000 kicks one time or 1,000 kicks one time. I am afraid of a man who does one kick 10,000 times. So in this battle, in this war, we have a tendency to get full of data. So when we try to fight, when it comes to fighting, let's go back to a practical thing. When it comes to fighting, we have kids that want to learn how to do a spinning tornado kick or a 540 or a 720 kick, right? Or a hook and all these other spinning hook kicks. And without getting the basics of, okay, this is how you stand. This is where your hands should be. This is where your knees should be to do a basic roundhouse. This is where your knees should be to do a basic side kick, to get down the basics. So as men, we have to get down the basics and keep our strategies simple when we're in a fight. If you overload yourself with too many options, you essentially will have no options at all, because you will not be able to pick from it's gonna be hard for you to pick a strategy if you practice too many strategies. So When I teach adults, I keep it really basic when it comes to sparring, right? Double punches, a jab cross, simple, a snap kick, a roundhouse, a simple combinations like a kick with a double punch right after it, or a double punch with a kick, or a snap kick round, just really simple combinations. That way, when they're in the heat of a moment, they can easily react with that combination. Simple blocks, simple ways to defend yourself. That way, when it comes to a part where you have to block a punch or block a kick, whatever, you already know what to do. You are already is already in your mind, so it's second nature to you. If you fill your minds up with the spinning back fist, and the spinning back fist with an inside middle block outside, knife hand with an outside, and then you hit them with the hakite and things like that. If you fill your minds up with all those things, when it comes to the pressure, when it comes to the adrenaline, when it comes to all those things that come with fighting a battle, you will be unable to do anything because you'll have data overload. You would not know what to pick from, right? So it behooves you as men to keep things super simple. Like Joshua did. God gave Joshua something super simple to do. And I'm going to give you a couple more examples. God gave Joshua, if you read Joshua the first couple of chapters, when it talks about them going through Jericho, right? God gave them something super simple to do, a super simple plan. If they followed that plan and executed it flawlessly, they will win, right? Walk around, Jericho. Walk around Jericho seven times a day, and then walk around once a day for 7 days. On the seventh day, I think you walk around seven times, right? And after you do that, blow the horns, make noise, keep quiet. But after you do that, on the seventh day, make noise, blow horns, and the walls will fall down. Super simple. And then they have the victory, right? But what if Joshua would have took, okay, I'm gonna use this strategy after, when we do the walls, we go put somebody on the wall to shoot bow and arrows at the people. Then we go take the axe throwers and throw axes. Then we go come in. They wouldn't have won the battle. They wouldn't have won because God told them to do something very simple. Same thing with Gideon, right? The plan, stick to the plan. It's very simple. God took Gideon's army from thousands to tens of thousands of people all the way down to like 300. And he told him to do something simple. When you go down to the camp, just break the lanterns, blow the horns, and make a whole lot of noise. And they did that. They executed that strategy flawlessly, right? They executed that strategy flawlessly. And because of that, they got the victory, right? They got the victory. The people they were going against, I think it was the Philistines because he was on threshing floor. I might have that wrong, but the people they were going against end up killing themselves, hurting themselves, but Gideon won the battle, right? Because he kept it super simple. And the first step of keeping it super simple is obeying God's word, right? Obeying God's word. What God's word says is what we do. We keep it super simple, right? K-I-S-S, keep it super simple. What God's word says we ought to do, we do it. And then we'll get the victory over the battle. God says, submit to him and flee. And resist the devil, and the devil will flee. God says, resist or flee from youthful lust. So the first step in us keeping it super simple is obedience and adherence to the word of God. Oh, adherence to the word of God. Anytime you learn how to fight, and I'm just gonna be a short one, but I want to share this with you. Anytime you're in a fight, anytime you learn strategies, it's important for you to learn from a commander, a sensei, a teacher. You have to do what your teacher tells you to do for you to be as successful, for you to be successful in a battle. You have to do what the teacher tells you to do, your sensei tells you to do, your commander tells you to do. In this Christian walk as men, as we fight, as we war against Satan, as we storm the gates, we have to adhere to the things that our commander tells us to do. If we don't, we will fail and we will not get the victory over our anger, over our passivity, over our lust, over our laziness, over our whatever, that we won't get the victory over if we're not adhering to the word of God. That's how we keep it super simple. Number two, right? Keeping it super simple is adhering to the word of God, but also submitting yourself and communicating with your commander, asking questions, getting answers, all that, right? Praying, what I'm trying to say, praying to the Lord for him to give you direction. I think it's in James. As a matter of fact, I know it's in James. That says, and I'm gonna find it so I won't quote it wrong for you. But it says something, if you lack wisdom, he will give it to you in buckets full, basically, right? Where's that? Oh yeah, James chapter 1 verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, and he'll generously give to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So if you lack wisdom, if you lack anything, ask the Lord. Ask your commander. Ask your warrior king to give you directions on how to fight this. How do I go at this? What is the strategy for this? What is the strategy for that? So after you dedicated yourself to the adherence, number one, of what he says, doing what he says, right? And then you ask when you're in trouble. You ask when you're not in trouble. You pray when you're in trouble. You pray when you're not in trouble. You build a relationship with the King of Kings, your warrior King, your warrior God. You spend time with Yahweh. You spend time with Jesus. You spend time learning. You spend time in his presence. And you get, like, I remember learning from my teacher, my martial arts instructor, right? And I, to the point where, when we were to spar each other, me and him end up doing the same moves at the same time, because I spent time with him learning how he moves and how he fights. Even I mimicked some of his moves and some of his speed and all that. I mimicked all that because I learned and I spent time with my teacher. I spent time with my teacher. I communicate with him. I asked him questions. I got advice. I got a direction. And then because I got direction, I dedicated myself to adhering to that direction, to hearken to that direction, to taking heed to that direction, to doing that thing. So you can flip one and two back and forth. They work synergy. They're working synergy, keeping it super simple. So adhering to God's word and being dedicated to doing what he tells you to do, and then asking what he wants you to do, right? Asking what he wants you to do. It's very, very simple things, okay? So there's two steps. Again, adhering to God's word and then praying to the Lord and asking him for direction. All right. Keeping our strategies super simple. Okay. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the list. Now this is the month of March. If you're listening to this, and this is the month of March, this is March manliness. This is a March manliness challenge. Okay. So I'm going to give you some simple strategies to become manlier in the month of March. Simple strategy to become a manlier man in the month of March. Now, it depends on where you listen to this. Look, I want you to read a chapter of Proverbs a day. One chapter of Proverbs a day. So, wherever you listen to this in the month of March, you go ahead and you catch up to wherever that day is. And then you listen, you do once a day. Every day, one book of Proverbs a day. I heard from Doug Wilson. I heard from a whole lot of men I respect out here that Proverbs is a manhood manual. So why not dive into the word of God and adhere to what he says in Proverbs? Number two, to make you a manly man. March manliness challenge. Excuse me. Learn a new skill over the next month. Take this month, learn a new skill. You don't have to be perfect, but take this month to dedicate yourself to learning something new. Number three, stick to a workout and diet plan for the rest of the month. I don't care where you start. Try to stick to something, a workout and diet for the rest of the month. I have to work on my flexibility. My chiropractor says that my tight hip flexors is what's causing my back pain. So I have to get back to my flexibility days where I knew how to do the splits and things like that, right? Next, number four, pursue the heart of your wife with intentional acts of love. I don't know what that looks like for your wife. I don't know what that looks like for your wife, but pursue her heart. Pursue her heart. That might be flowers. That might be wild berry Skittles. That might be stuffed animals. That might be creating a date night. That might be whatever, but pursue the heart of your wife. Number five, pursue the hearts of your children. Be present. Spend time with each one of them. If you have multiple children, spend time with each one of them. Learn them. Spend this time learning them. That don't mean every dedicated moment, but actually carve out time to make them feel like they are worth something, right? Number six, intentionally connect with a brother once a week. That means going out for coffee, maskless, right? Going out for coffee, that means talking on the phone. That means going out to bite some pizza. Intentionally go out and connect with a friend. Make friends and connect with a friend. All right. Number seven, deal with you. Get some mentoring to deal with your struggles. Whatever your struggles may be, talk to someone about what you're dealing with. Find a book. And what I mean by getting a mentor, you don't necessarily have to talk to a human. Find a book. There's a good book if you struggle with the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. There's a book called Fidelity by Doug Wilson. How to Be a One-Woman Man. If you struggle with not knowing what to do with your kids and stuff, there's a book called Why Children Matter by Doug Wilson. How to Exasperate Your Wife by Doug Wilson. If you struggle with, like, there's a whole lot of things. If you tell, I've been listening to Douglas Wilson and reading Douglas Wilson books, so that's why I'm pushing. If you're struggling with believing God's word and things like that, there's A.W. Tozer you can listen to. There's a whole lot of things. You can get some mentoring, get some fathering that you need, okay? Talk to your pastor, talk to a brother. Deal with you. If you have an anger issue, deal with you in this next month and months beyond that, right? It's a super simple strategy. Super simple strategy. Okay? If you want this list, just email me, MrJamesJHall@gmail, and I'll give you the list. Or restoringheroesproject@gmail.com, and I'll email you the list so you'll have this list of things that you can do. And I'll put it in my stories too on Instagram so you can look at it again. But it's very, very important for you to keep things super simple. You have a strategy of fighting, right? You're going to hear to God's word and you're going to pray to God to get direction. And then you're going to actually put those things in action. That's number three. Put those things in action. So I gave you seven strategies, but this is the scripture that we're going, and this is what I'm going to leave you with. Okay. Where is that at? Be ye doers of the word. This is James chapter 1, verse 22. Be doers of the word and not only hearers, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. Like, do what God tells you to do. Pray and ask for direction. After you get that direction, do that. And that's a super simple strategy We're keeping it super simple. That's how you win. That's how you storm the gates. God, if God tells you to live with your wife in an understanding way, then live with your wife in an understanding way. If God tells you that you're responsible for the nourishment and the admonishing of your children in the Lord, that means you are responsible for that. That means the youth pastor is not responsible for your children's growth in God. You are. That means the buck stops with you. That means you, the education of your children is on you. So I suggest you just give your kids a Christian education. You find a private school. You find a homeschool. You find a good program to put your kids in. But because like Vodi Bakum says, if you send your kids to Caesar, you wonder why they come out acting like Romans, right? It's on you. So if God says it's on you, then it's on you. You are responsible, right? If God says how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, if Jesus Christ himself had friends close to him, had people that walked this journey with him, who are you to pretend that you could do this on your own? David had Jonathan, right? Joshua had Caleb, right? Like, and if you feel that you don't need mentoring, well, who are you to say you don't need mentoring? Moses even had someone to mentor him, right? Joshua had someone to mentor him. Elisha had someone to mentor him. Who are you to say you don't when the Bible says you do? So, I'm going to cut this off. This is all I got to say. But I'm cutting it off right now. Look, these are lessons from the day. Adhere to God's word. Pray to him for direction. And then do what he tells you to do. Okay? And don't forget the list that we brought up for the March Manliness Challenge. Read a chapter of Proverbs a day. Learn a new skill. Stick to a workout plan. Pursue your wife, pursue your children. Be intentional with connecting with a brother once a week, and deal with you. Get some mentoring, find a book, find something to help you grow into a better man. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong out there. Whoop-pow!